Not long after sunrise on a Sunday in December, a pilot guided a small plane over the Pacific. Below him, the dark sea gave way to a strand of white, waves slapping the north tip of Oahu Island. The plane flew into a brilliant Hawaiian morning. Oahu was beginning to stir. At Hickam Field, soldiers were washing a car. On Hula Lane, a family was dressing for mass. At the officers' club at Wheeler Field, men were leaving a poker game. In a barracks, two men were in the midst of a pillow fight. At Iwa Mooring Mast Field, a technical sergeant was peering through the lens of a camera at his three-year-old son. Hardly anyone had made it to the mess halls yet. Quite a few were still sleeping in their bunks in the warships, gently swaying in the harbor. Aboard the USS Arizona, an officer was about to suit up to play in the United States Fleet Championship baseball game. On deck, men were assembling to raise flags as a band played the national anthem, a Sunday morning tradition. Far above them, the pilot counted 8 battleships, the Pacific Fleet's full complement. There was a faint sheet of fog settled low to the ground. The pilot's name was Mitsuo Fuchida. He rolled back the canopy on his plane and sent a flare skidding green across the sky, then ordered his radio man to tap out a battle cry. Behind Fuchida, 180 Japanese planes peeled away and dove for Oahu. On the deck of the Arizona, the men looked up. In the barracks, one of the men in the pillow fight suddenly fell to the floor. He was dead, a 3-inch hole blown through his neck. His friend ran to a window and saw a building heave upward and crumble down. A dive bomber had crashed straight into it. There were red circles on its wings. Pete Zamperini was at a friend's house that morning, playing a few hands of high-low jack before heading out for a round of golf. Behind him, the sizzle of pancakes on a griddle competed with the chirp of a radio. An urgent voice interrupted the broadcast. The players put down their cards. In Texas, Louis was in a theater on a weekend pass. The theater was thick with servicemen, taking breaks from the endless drilling that was the life of the peacetime soldier. Midway through the showing, the screen went blank, light flooded the theater, and a man hurried onto the stage. "Is there a fire?" Louis wondered. "All servicemen must return to their bases immediately," the man said. "Japan has attacked Pearl Harbor." Louis would long remember sitting there with his eyes wide, his mind floundering. America was at war. He grabbed his hat and ran from the building.